This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Our top story this morning, the White House scrambles after messages discussing plans for U.S. airstrikes in Yemen were mistakenly shared with a journalist.
Yeah, so the chat involved Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth, the Vice President, Secretary of State, other top officials.
And this is raising serious questions about security protocols.
A magazine story says top Trump administration national security officials texted war plans in a secure app to a group chat that included a journalist. Among those on the signal chain, Pentagon Chief Pete Hegseth and The Atlantic Magazine's editor-in-chief. Jeffrey Goldberg writes that the chain included operational details of upcoming strikes on Houthi rebels in Yemen, things like targets and weapons. The strikes started 2 hours after Goldberg got the details March 15th. The National Security Council says the text chain appears authentic at the White House.
I know nothing about it.
And on the Senate floor.
One of the most stunning breaches of military intelligence I have read about in a very long time.
Top Democrat Chuck Schumer is demanding a full investigation, noting Signal is not classified and can be hacked. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The Fort Worth attorney accused of threatening Tarrant County Commissioner Manny Ramirez remains behind bars in Tarrant County this morning.
Ramirez, who was a Fort Worth police officer before going into local politics, says his office received three threatening voicemails.
There was racially charged language, obviously racial slurs.
In an exclusive interview with NBC 5, Ramirez says he's never even met Dylan Loftin, who is a former precinct chair coordinator for the Tarrant County Democrats. Ramirez is a Republican, but no one knows if these threats were politically motivated. Loftin is locked up in the Tarrant County Jail on a charge of making a terroristic threat. From the 24-Hour News Center, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080. KRLD.
A Texas lawmaker who filed a bill to eliminate the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department now says, he doesn't want to do that after all.
Republican State Representative Pat Curry of Waco has issued a statement that his bill was filed as a mechanism to shine a light on the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department and that he does not intend to move it forward. He says he wanted to bring commissioners of the department to the negotiating table over proposed regulations on the deer breeding industry and that he has received dozens of complaints about the proposed regulations from his constituents. He also says he personally is not a licensed deer breeder. From the 24-Hour News Center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A popular Dallas concert venue is going back to its iconic name.
It's no more the Factory in Deep Ellum. It's now back to the classic name, the Bomb Factory. Director of Operations TNEN says they are getting plenty of feedback from those who worked and played there back in the 90s.
Old staff members, old band members, they're like sending us pictures of them in their Bomb Factory merch, and they're traveling the country with it and just so excited and sending us DMs, emails, just encouraging text messages and emails and everything. Just so excited for the name change.
The building decades ago was, in fact, an actual bomb factory. It served as a munitions plant during World War II. They even brought some of those old bombs back to be displayed as part of the relaunch, safely, of course. From the 24-Hour News Center, Eric Bushman, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Hey guys, we're just days away from the excitement of opening day. We got our credentials in our email, and I was so excited. I was like, yes, let's go. Opening day, baby. But the Rangers play another exhibition game today at Globe Life Field. I didn't want to. Somebody I know invited me, but I didn't want to spoil my opening day excitement.
Who invited you, John?
I didn't recognize the number.
Yeah.
It could have been. It could have been.
It was me, John. I invited you.
Yes.
And you rejected me.
I did. I said.
I wasn't invited.
I will be now having a meeting with my counselor about you.
Oh, no.
My therapist.
That's terrible.
I got rejected.
Well, you know what? You know what cures all ails?
Mm?
Ballpark food.
Mm.
Yeah. Chef Chris Garcia says you're going to see some new things at concession stands.
More than ever, people like to see new things, not just the hot dogs and nachos. So we always try to come up with something new. So we got a little bit of Asian food with the new noodles. We try to think of barbecue Texas. We do the pulled pork. We try to do traditional Tex-Mex.
They're also serving lobster rolls and lobster nachos. And if you're not into seafood, they've got hot dog triple play.
Did you say nachos?
Nachos.
Why are we mispronouncing everything today?
Mispronouncing?
That's how Danny says it.
Well, nachos?
Yes.
I'm sorry. Please continue.
Yeah. The hot dog triple play. Triple plays are very rare. But you
mean
get a hot
dog
triple play. Hot doge triple play with a bacon wrapped dog, a Texas chili cheese dog, and then a rotating third hot dog. Does that mean it just spins?
I don't know.
I'm putting y'all in timeout right now.
I know. We've got the baseball giddies.
But you can join Mike Rogers and Austin York for their mid-morning mic check, broadcasting live from Globe Life Field Thursday morning. And the lots will open for tailgating at 10 that morning. And first pitch is at 3.
KRLD business analyst David Johnson.
Good morning. Boy, that was quite a Monday. In fact, that was the best Monday we've had since October of 2022. It was good enough that the Dow Jones Industrials Average made up all of its losses, actually back positive for the year. NASDAQ's chipping away. That's the area that's really been hit. But that really was very, very, very impressive. And it looked like there was not going to be a carryover early on. We saw light selling in all of the averages. But by golly, about a half hour ago, everything turned around and we look like we're going to see some light buying. The Dow Industrials Average have been open right down, be up 65 points. The NASDAQ up 38. The S&P average up 11. It started Friday with sort of calming talk about tariffs that had picked up some steam over the weekend. Then yesterday, after a cabinet meeting, the president said, I may give a lot of countries breaks on reciprocal tariffs. We might even be nicer than that. They're still going to take place on April the 2nd. Then they invented this new tariff, this secondary tariff, 25% trade if they purchase oil and gas from Venezuela. You know, I told you yesterday after that headline hit that that was only going to be on oil that was brought into this country. But no, I mean, the idea is there would be a 25% tariff on top of any other tariffs on any country that brings in oil from Venezuela, which would be like China, which is sort of the main actor in the black market business. Wall Street pretty well sloughed that off and went ahead and rallied. Today, more economic news. The Case-Shiller Home Price Index, the FHFA House Price Index, and new home sales. So we're going to hear a lot about housing. That's an important consideration because yesterday, KB Homes, one of the largest home builders in the United States, came out with earnings that were below expectations, and they cut guidance. They talked about affordability concerns and macroeconomic headwinds, so much for the spring housing bounce. That stock's down 8% right now, and we'll see if that carries through with the figures that we see today. Crude's up 49 cents, $69.60. Gold's up $5.90. Bitcoin's down today by $314. And interest rates creeping on back up again, 4.36%. David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
In the Millsap ISD, the school board unanimously accepts the resignation of their superintendent, Edie Martin, who was previously arrested and faces a charge relating to failing to report abuse of special education student. Last week, Martin was arrested along with two former special education teachers at Millsap Elementary, Jennifer Dale and Paxton Bean.
Parents showed up Monday night demanding Millsap ISD fire their superintendent, Edie Martin.
Your actions or inactions are really inexcusable.
We assumed our children were safe simply because they were inside of a school building. But the reality is, no institution will ever care for our children the way that we do.
Both women were arrested. So was Superintendent Martin for failing to properly report the incident.
That's NBC5's Wayne Carter.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.